Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Paul Through Mediterranean Eyes, Cultural Studies in 1 Corinthians by Kenneth E. Bailey, narrated by Tom Parks. Publisher's Note: In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. For we write to you nothing but what you can read and understand. I hope you will understand fully as you have understood in part. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. Preface. As with many books, this work evolved in stages. Some 40 years ago, I noted that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 was composed in the following manner: Love and the Spiritual Gifts, chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Love defined positively, verse 4a. Love defined negatively, verses 4b through 6. Love defined positively, verse 7. Love and the Spiritual Gifts, verses 8 through 13. A few years later, I observed that this same chapter was encased within two discussions of the spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 14, verses 1 through 25. After another decade, I became aware of a yet wider format that came to a climax in the chapter on love. This involved chapter 11, verse 2, through chapter 14, verse 40, and is as follows. 1. Men and women leading in worship, chapter 11, verses 2 through 16. 2. Disorder in worship, Holy Communion, Sacrament, chapter 11, verses 17 through 34. 3. The Spiritual Gifts in Theory, chapter 12, verses 1 through 31. 4. Love, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. 5. The Spiritual Gifts in Practice, chapter 14, verses 1 through 15. 6. Disorder in Worship, Preaching, Word, chapter 14, verses 16 through 33a. 7. Women and Men Worshipping, chapter 14, verses 33b through 40. These seven sections are clearly a single essay focused on conflict and confusion in worship and the need for love. The Corinthians were quarreling over the place of men and women in worship. Disorders in both sacrament, cameo 2, and word, cameo 6, and over the spiritual gifts and their use, cameos 3 and 5. None of these problems could be solved without the love that forms the center of the seven sections, cameo 4. Presenting the various parts of the discussion in this carefully balanced way was clearly important for Paul as he tried to communicate with his readers. The women worshippers were chatting in church, cameo 7, and failing to listen to the women and men prophets who were addressing the congregation, cameo 1. In short, some women were preaching and other women were not listening to them. But the reader would not catch this connection between cameo 1 and cameo 7 without awareness of the structure of the overall essay that began in chapter 11 and concluded at the end of chapter 14. More of this later. Observing the construction of this essay was a turning point in my journey with 1 Corinthians. If Paul had gone to the effort to put chapters 11 through 14 together in this thoughtful way, the question became, what about the rest of the epistle? Ever so slowly, the composition of the other chapters in the epistle appeared like a magnificent castle emerging into bright sunlight with the gradual lifting of a dense fog that was in my mind. More years of study and reflection were necessary before I cautiously dared to commit my findings to paper. My interest was not merely biblical theology as it relates to rhetorical structure, but also the Middle Eastern cultural context of the entire epistle. A huge, usually neglected source for New Testament studies is the Oriental versions. As always, to translate is to interpret. Over four decades, I taught New Testament in English and in Arabic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?